Thank you, Paul. Welcome everyone to Chicago. We appreciate your being here. A lot of familiar faces. I think it was 4 years ago, I was asked to give a keynote speech for a packaging symposium for Inland, and at that time talked quite a bit about the growth of preprints and where we were headed in that part of our business. And at that time, the numbers that were going on were skyrocketing. We were seeing percentage increases of 7 to 8 to 10% a year in volume. And what's happened to us in the last couple of years is that the volume has started to level off a little bit, but the complexity has gotten far worse. We're now seeing the number of titles increasing by 10 and 15% a year, even though the total volume that's going through the mailrooms may be beginning to flatten out. So with the increase in titles comes huge complexities for us, and we've got to figure out ways, working with our vendor community, to address those issues, as Paul mentioned, as efficiently as possible. Part of this program is to help you all do that, to bring some technology together and bring people together to talk about ways that we're doing things today and ways we can do them in the future. There's probably no greater time than right now in terms of urgency in our mailrooms the next 12 to 18 months. With the scrutiny that we're all going to be under, with the ABC insert audit process that's going on, all of our mailrooms are going to get turned upside down, and I know at least in Indianapolis, we're already doing pre-audits in anticipation of the auditors arriving on onto our site. And if you talk to the finance people who get real nervous when an auditor comes into town, you can now talk to mailroom folks who start to get nervous because auditors are coming to town. No one wants to get a bad audit. Nobody wants to have it out that they're not performing properly in their mailroom through their carrier delivery. So all of us are going to have a lot of attention and time spent dealing with the issues associated with the audits coming up over the next 12 to 18 months. So it's important that we recognize our complexities, figure out ways to deal with them, and also be ready to present literally to the public the job that we do and how well we do it, because we're all going to wind up with grades actually out of our mailrooms. The other piece of our business that's changing quite a bit is we refer to it as, in the Gannett language, we have core and non-core products. And non-core may be non-traditional, it may be niche publications depending upon your particular newspaper's operation. But the other thing we're seeing dramatically is changes in the core business, and now using as much as our production facility as we can to do non-traditional or niche publications. In Indianapolis, it's becoming a huge part of our operation and growing every day. So the technologies associated with that, which kind of slides into some of tomorrow's discussions on hybrid and options there, we'll be talking about as that I see as a real growth opportunity for our production facilities and operations going forward. So as we look to put together a couple of days of information that we thought would be useful and helpful to folks, we thought about the urgencies going on in our mailrooms, and clearly the opportunities ahead of us in our printing or even some of the packaging options in terms of the hybrid options. So hopefully we've put together a couple days that everyone will enjoy, be able to take something home with them and learn from it, and we look forward to a good couple days. We need your participation in this. Please jump in with questions as we go along, and particularly be ready to address some of our vendor boards at the end, and they can help us work through the challenges of the future. So thank you very much, and enjoy your visit here to Chicago.